Yesterday, it was explained what really meant by spirituality and what the people generally take it to be. Spirituality is not the performance of the outer rites and rituals, reading of scriptures, visiting holy places, or performing this custom or that custom. Those are meant only for the preparation for spirituality. So we read scriptures, you know what do they contain? The masters who traversed into the beyond, and whatever they had experienced there, they gave very sweet stories of the future, after when you rise above body consciousness. Where the world philosophies end, there the religion starts. So that is, reading of scriptures give us it. What you said, interest to know what is beyond. This is something, reading about those travels what they had in their lives, but unless we also go there and see those things with our own eyes and experience the same thing of our own selves, that's quite a different thing. So reading of scriptures is the first thing. But you know, the right interpretation thereof can only be given by somebody who has been to those three places already. If he has not been there, he will simply give their interpretation at the level of intellect, so each one will differ. So I am just putting before you, the first step is to read the scriptures which are with us, fortunately, of all masters who came in the past up to date. We are fortunate. But what do they really contain, as I submit to you? Those what they experience, we should also experience. Only then that is truly speaking meant by the word spirituality. Who we are, what we are, what is our connection with the body, whether we can rise above body consciousness at will, traverse into the beyond, higher planes are more beautiful than the physical plane. There are so many mentions in the house of our father. Macrocosm is in the microcosm. These are some of the statements given by those masters in the past who visited those places. By reading those things, that creates an interest in us, we should also go and see. This is one thing. To visit the holy places of worship of masters, which are called places of pilgrimage, we go there just to remind what those masters who lived there preach. And also, by going there means reminding us of that higher life which they led. Similar all other performances of the rites and rituals, going to the temple, light the candle there, ringing the bell there, it is reminding us that this outer temple is made out of the model of man, which is the true temple of God, in which the light of God is refulgent and music of the spheres is reverberating within us. So that those are made as models for those who are beginners to know what is what. So performance, those are meant for good purpose. They are good action because they are meant to know about our own self and know about our own God. They are symbols, they are kept. Similar in churches like that, in masks like that. So they go to show that such light, you see, everywhere light is lit. Some form of music is there. So that only goes for those who are just preparing the way and hanker after knowing the truth, which is given by models outside, to realize, to see with our own inner eyes those very things which are demanded outside. So other rituals also stand the same. So there are two sides of religion. One is exotic, the other is esoteric. Exotic side we are following. To remain in such social body is a blessing, otherwise there will be corruption. But to remain in some social body and do not derive that very thing for which purpose we have joined that special social body, it is, in few words, not deriving the full benefit of joining that social body. All religions, exalted side also, read scriptures of the masters, go to temples which are made out in marble of man body, and go to the holy places where those masters lived sometime, just to remind us of the higher goal before us, and that is to know God and to know ourselves. This is the exotic side. And the other thing, that we should have ethical life, normal life. So all, where are we, are these are good actions. They are meant for the purpose of knowing God. But it is knowing God is something else than to have some models to represent us, such like lights, sound is within us and such like sound is reverberating within us. You follow the difference between the two? So spirituality is the way back to God. Word religion also means, he means back, lead you to bind. The binding our soul back to God. Word yoga also means the same thing. It comes from the word root yuj. That means joining ourselves to God. So there's a vast difference. One is seeing and doing. But you say worshipping. To see and worship, that's something else. To do, perform certain things for that original thing for which they stand for, it is a different thing. They are good actions. As we are the doer, we have to reap the whatever we sow, so shall we reap. They are good actions, we will have good results of them. But the masters lay before us the goal, see and then say. God is light. When you inner eye, single eye is open to see the light of God, that's all right, God is light. God is reverberating in all creation. See that eye, that ear with you, see really He is reverberating in all creation, then praising God that He is reverberating all, permeating all creation. This is the goal of the saints, masters set up before us. Remain where you are, those are not to be changed. This is the first step. Man is a social being, must have some social body to live in. So masters, when they come, they don't touch social body. The social body difference I explained to you last night are due to climatic influences or customs prevailing in various countries, or further to bigotry and narrow-mindedness. Truth is one, target is one, their authors are many. So all religions, wherever they are, we all have a goal before us to know God. And to know God, we must know ourselves. So wherever you are, that's all right. So what all the scriptures say, that our goal is to know God. And all masters say that God is everywhere and the nearest approach is within your man body. The whole universe, the whole world, the earth below and sky overhead is the big temple of God. And the small miniature scale man body is the temple of God. And we who reside as well as that power resides, whom we have to meet. That I also explained to you last night, this is a wonderful house of the man body in which we live. There are so many apertures, we cannot run away out of it. We are controlled. Body works so long as we are in the body, and we are in the body so long that power, which is called God into spiritual power, is controlling us in the body. Both the one who seeks Him and the whom He is after, both have the same place, same body to live in. But the pity it is that the one who has to see Him, is after Him, he is identified with the world outside. The only thing required, spirituality means withdrawing your attention from all outside and from the outgoing faculties and from the body below, come up to the seat of the soul in the body which is at the back of the eyes, where one leaves the body at the time of death. So Saint Plutarch tells us, those who are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, their soul has the same experience as it has at the time of death, of leaving the body. Now there is a vast difference between the two. Spirituality. Spirituality aims at beatitude, beatific vision. To see God, is there a possibility of seeing God? Master says yes. Which God? That God which came into expression. Absolute God, nobody has seen God at any time. When he wanted a one wish to be many, that God into expression power has two aspects, light and sound. That we can see, of course. Not with the eyes of flesh or bones or ears, outer ears. So I submitted to you last night, who is called a master, who is a guru to sense of the world, and what do we take it ourselves at our own level. So guru or master is the one who is word made flesh, who has traversed access into the beyond. Their body works in the world, but their soul is in tune with God, mouthpiece of God. They appear to be engaged in all the world over outside, but whenever they want, they rise above body consciousness and traverse into the beyond. And those who meet them for the purpose, they give them a demonstration as to how to rise above body consciousness, with little thought of theirs. So this is, truly speaking, spirituality. Spirituality, no spiritism, I submitted yesterday, no spiritualism, no mesmerism, no hypnotism. So all what the masters say, tell us, we have to know God, where to go. We are now seeking in the temples. Those are models, like dolls put before you, to understand that such like God is light and such like sound beautiful. Outer custom, the other thing, your mental health, you can keep your body fit, have a devotional attitude. So these are good actions. But knowing God is something else that cannot be had unless you know yourself. So all masters said, know thyself. East or west. knowing oneself means a matter of self-analysis, rising above body consciousness and knowing God. Then you see. So this process of knowing oneself and knowing God, withdrawing from all outside, rising above body consciousness, is called spirituality. What they see, what they say, they see that we have seen God. Where? In this very man body. What are those eyes which you have seen? They say those eyes are hidden, not the outer hours of flesh and bones which he can be seen. Which God? God into expression power, not the absolute God. Then why, we ask him, why don't we see? He says, because mind stands between you and God. Your souls are in the control of mind. Mind is under the control of outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties are dragging you to the enjoyments of the outside. So long as we do not rise above this delusion, and not by self-analysis, rising above body consciousness, we cannot see God, like know the night. They say, we have seen, why can't we see? So all masters have said the same thing. We are sticking to the outside. All rituals, customs and performance of prayers and devotional practices which relate to the outgoing faculties, body or mind or interest. They are good actions. You reap the good results of it. Doership will go on, the same wheel of life will carry on, come and go. When you are able to see that He is the God working all through creation, He is the controlling of all creation and us in the body, and we are mere puppets here, that He is controlling all of that. So when we become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, then our ego is lost. So the results of the actions of the deep past, who will be there to bear fruit of that? So Master say, we have seen God. Yeah. I just refer to Guru Amar Das, who was in search of it for 70 long years. He performed all those rituals, ways of practices, other methods, performing havanas and others, whatever it is. He has been doing all 70 years, visiting various places of pilgrimages, and met all yogis and others. Ultimately, when he met his master, he gave him a demonstration of how to rise above body consciousness, and came face to face with the become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, which is controlling us in the body and all universe. Then he said, it is a great blessing to such heavenly master. So ordinary teachers of the outer sciences, we have respect for them, whatever we have learnt at their feet. But this science is the ABC of this science starts when you rise above body consciousness. Where the world's last will end, there the thing starts. With all your outer devout actions and spending years and years in the performance of all outside practices, they are good actions. We cannot deny it. But the doership is there. You would have to bear the fruit of that. Unless you become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, your single eye or the third eye or the Shiva nature is open, your latent eye, deep tissue, you see that He is the doer, He is the controlling power of all, we are mere puppets, then only we await the reactions of the past. So Guru Amar Das, when he had that privilege, sitting as the master, he told out well, you are after God. Yes. Then why are you running outside? He is within you already. Prophet Muhammad says that God has told me that I am so great that all these universes, all these planets, whatever are made, are not sufficient to contain me. I am more than that, more bigger than that. But he says, strange enough, I reside in the heart of a devotee. You see? If you want to meet me, go there, in which he is manifest. So I can reside in small heart there, in the back body. All the world, the universe are not said to contain me. So all masters say, he is within us. They give examples like that. You see, because there's, for instance, milk. So butter is in the milk, but you don't believe it. Unless, but milk is, you see, just made, what you say, curd, and curd is a further out of that to take with butter, then say, really, butter is in the milk. Those who have not seen this process, they say, how can butter be in the milk? You see? So similarly they say, just, masters always tell us to just tap inside. They don't tell you to go around in the outward things, because whom you want to meet is already with you. He is waiting for you. So he says, this man body, which is the long cave, this is long cave, dark inside. He says, in this, that God, which cannot be seen, at the level of outgoing faculties or mind or intellect, that resides there. Why can't we say, first thing, he is inside you also, and all outer world is also his expression. As I submitted, that the earth below and sky overhead is the biggest church, biggest temple. There is no place where that God into expression is not. But in the man body, inside also you can see, when your inner eyes open, you also see him all outside. Now in the air, all atmosphere, you don't see, you see it is all vacant. There is nothing there. But if you see through a microscope, which magnifies a thing about 700 miles more, when you see through it, you find all this atmosphere is full of insects. Whereas they are even now full of them, but as those things are not up to the level of a physical body, we cannot see. So when your attention is withdrawn from outside, outgoing faculties, rise above body consciousness, divide of all outer things, that inner eye is open. You see, God is pervading everywhere. God is light. So, He is within you also, all outer world is also His expression, but for those whose eyes are open, inner eyes open. So masters say, how to have it? He says, sit at the feet of some master who will open your eyes to see the light of God. As I submitted yesterday, that God sealed our ears and our eyes, and then that God comes in the form of man to open the seals. All masters say, Guru word means who can remove the darkness from before you and make the light of God effulgent, manifest. The word Guru means that. So, light is there. We are light. Take heed that the light is not darkness. To have that light within you is symbols of which are given all outer churches and places of us. He says, because you got it outside the long years, he says that I am Holocaust, I sacrifice myself at the 2 feet of such a master, with whose grace my inner eye was opened and I began to see this God reverberating in all creation. That is called Naam, or word. God is nameless, God is wordless. When He wanted to be many, that power that came to expression is called Naam, or called word. And whole creation came into being out of that. That God in expression power is the cause of all creation, and that permeates all creation. He says, I am sacrificed to my Master who has made that bread of life, water of life, the God into expression, gave me a contact with that, by having which I am having now everlasting life. We are giving a contact with so much we never die, ever eternal. So our soul is also of the same essence as that of God. God is all consciousness, all intelligence, all attention. We are also conscious entities, we are also attention. So he says that bliss and sweetness, that beatitude that I had by coming in contact with that, that elixir or the nectar of God into expression power and Naam or world, by having that sweetness, my mind left all outer enjoyments. Master says, we see, why can't you see? Because mind stands in your way. Our souls are led away by mind, mind is led away by outward faculties, and outward faculties are driven like anything to the outward enjoyments. We are identified with that unless we rise above that. We cannot see Him. We cannot know ourselves too. But what is remedy? Unless the mind gets some more sweet, more enjoyment, as compared with the outside enjoyment, he won't leave outside enjoyment. So outer things, all practices, all customs, all readings give you for a while for which mind it takes rest. After all, again it runs away. But God has provided within us that nectar of life, the water of life, and the bread of life, and which is the outer expression of the God into expression power, light and sun. So that has got the highest allure when one's mind has that experience, that enjoyment. It does not again run to the outer enjoyment. Now it does not like to need the outer enjoyment, but when it gets a little taste of that higher bliss, then if he once goes inside, he would not like to come out. So he says, how to that bread of life? How to have that love, water of life? This man body, this is standing in the way. So Kabir says, I went out to have a pilgrimage to Mecca. On the way, God met me and rebuked me. Where are you going? I am in you. Why are you finding outside? So God is within us, all Master say like that. being in the true temple of God and going to the model made to represent the true temple of God, is it wise enough? He is inside you. He is the very controlling power within you, which controls in the body, you in the body. And you run away out of the man body to find him. How can you? So first thing is to rise above body consciousness. Yogi took hundreds of years to rise above body consciousness. Unless you rise above body consciousness or life of senses, you cannot have that elixir of light, nam, or elixir, water of life, or the nectar of life, or the bread of life. So, to have that thing, first step is to rise above body consciousness. You know, people spend years and years to come out of the mind body. Then masters, what do they do? He makes it some, maybe 1, 2, 10, 100,000 Atman, and little boost, little lyrical glance to raise their, withdraw their attention from outside and raise up to the body and open the inner eye and see light to start with. So have contact with the light, sound current. So this is cost him nothing, only few minutes, half an hour or so. So with the grace of some competent master, as I explained to you who they are, if we have the good fortune to meet with such a master, all these penances of years are eliminated. You have to start with some capital all at once, but to dwell with further you have to work for it. In the old days, people used to sit at the feet of the master for years. When their vessels were considered fit, clean, then they gave them some capital start and some experience, higher content, which was already within them. Nowadays, who can sit at the feet of a master? The times have changed. People have no time. So this concession is from God that some capital is given from the very first day, maybe more or less, according to each man's background, and he has to maintain them and dwell more and more by self-introspection, by leaving out all failures of violence, of truthfulness, of chastity. God resides in every heart. We are all brothers and sisters in God. We are all children of God. We have hatred for them. These things can weed out all imperfections or failures on these head and weed out. And the very content is given very first day to develop, put in regular time from day to day. And this will help you. The very thing that you got the very first day, that is done from day to day. Unless you reach the ultimate goal to be absorbed into the action of God. Then, as I explained to you yesterday, what does the word master mean? Is word made flesh. Word made flesh only can give you a contact with the world. Who else can? No son of man can do it, but the son of man who is word made flesh, he can give you contact with the world which is always already residing in every man's heart. So this is the first step, which is difficult, which gives you very first a little boost. You testify yourself that there is light. The master said, don't believe in the words of the master unless you see for your own self what is what. So how do the master do that? It is a very poetical way of saying, you see, kulirim is put in the eyes. So master, what does he do? Those who come to him, who have grasped the theory, he made them, give them a first a still posture, and withdraw their attention, which is already identified with the outside world, withdraw from there, and withdraw from the body below, take it to the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes, and open the inner eye, he sees light. This is what he does. Poetically, we are saying, he puts the collirium of knowledge to consciousness, to awareness of God into the eyes, you see, and the result is they see light. So unless we don't rise above the life of senses, we cannot know ourselves, and also we cannot open the inner eye with which he is seeing. So first thing is, unless this nam or world power is contacted, we cannot reach to the worldless state or the nameless state. That is direct way back to God. There are so many yogas. But the Hatha Yoga is there to keep your body fit. And the purpose is there, you must be selfless service. You should do selfless service. You may utter with your mouth that you are selflessly working, but you are working for some purpose that is before you. There is yoga of the devotion, bhakti yoga. There you have to make a hypothesis. Then you have to rise above, break through the hypothesis and further come to direct vision of God. Ramakrishna Paramahansa was a devotee of bhakti yoga. He worshipped God as mother, and he saw mother all around. He went to his guru and told him, I cannot rise into the oneness of God. Then he just stuck him here, said, give a boost and see, all hypothesis is gone, and he saw rise into unity. There is Jnana Yoga, that is drawing inferences, having dips into the beyond. That's the work of very intellectual giants. Everybody is not fit for that. Even that, they have only some dips into the beyond, cannot remain there. So in this way, what the master prescribes is the drawing the attention from outside, raising up and giving contact with the God into expression power, which is expressed in two ways, light and sound. And when you are contacted with that, that will lead you where? From where it emanates. Wordless or nameless God, absolute God, wanted to be many. There were vibrations, and vibration results in two things, light and sound. This is what you must do. And they say, so long as you do not withdraw from all outside, you may spend hundreds of years in outer pursuit, you won't have it. Because it's the attention which, when withdrawn from outside, concentrate within our old self, only then that eye will open. As I submitted just now, all outward practices which relate to the outgoing faculties, body or intellect or mind, they are good actions. You become doer. As a doer, you must reap what you sow. Your coming and going not ended. But when you see that power, that leads you where? To the direct way back to Absolute God. This is called Sut Yoga. What you must give. In the children of 5, 7, 9 years old, when they are given sitting, they are not intellectually developed. Even they withdraw their attention out and see light, 5, 7 years old. In the old days, 5 years, 7 years, 9 years old children were made twice born. And they were given a Gayatri mantra. Gayatri mantra word means rising above body consciousness, just see the rays of sun coming from above and rise into the sun. That's a prayer, oh God, lead us there. They were given demonstration of light and sun. That custom still prevails, but Gayatri mantra again, but demonstration of light is not given. The basic teachings of all religion. So my point for summation is, unless we come in contact with the world power, which is the cause of all creation, reverberating all creation, we cannot reach the world state. That is direct way to God. You say the ray of the sun and go along with it, that will take you where? To the sun, from where it emanated. So for that reason, they say, if you spend all your life in pursuit of God in the outward ways, they are good actions, they don't deny, but you will have to go round and round and round and round. Never reach back to the true home of your father. Because as you sow, so shall you reap. It is just like man is caught in conscription, and he has to work from morn till night, and he gets no wages. So too much labor, too much penances, too much time consuming practice you are doing, but the purpose for which you do, that is not attained. And that is the purpose to have beatific vision of God. So long as why we can't see it? Because we are under the control of mind. Mind is in control of all those faculties, and that is driven by the outward enjoyment. We are identified with the body and outside world so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. Unless we rise above that, and how can we rise above that? By sitting at the feet of a mat. It gives you the very first and this very demonstration how to rise above body consciousness. All men who sit accurately, they testify their light, that they have seen the light of God. And that's the capital given to them at the very outstart. And this is what I submitted, the basic teachings of all religions. Of all masters. I have written one book, Normal World, giving quotation from all scriptures of the Eastern world. Outer things as a tradition, these are exotic sides of the religion. True religion means remits back, leads to mind. So long as we do not sit at the feet of a master, he gives us a book, something to start with, giving demonstration how to rise above body consciousness, our labors are not fruitful. So what it does? The guru or the master, you see, tells you how to analyze yourself from the body, as also by the outgoing faculties, as also for a while from mind and intellect. Raise you up above the body consciousness. So there, you see, you have got reference in the book. Straight is the way, narrow. Straight is the gate, narrow the way, you see. Most people dared go there but did not find the way. This is also for the said Christ probably, by whom many prophets of the past made efforts to see what you see but did not find. Many have prophets try to hear the things what you hear and they could not hear. These are the words of the Masters, you see, given in our scriptures. The pity is the right interpretation thereof, we do not have it. So what does the Master do? That very thing which was just submitted, Master puts the collegium of experience into your eyes, bringing your attention from all outside to raise you up to the eye level and open the inner eyes, you see the light of God. Unless you come there, you cannot touch beyond. That's the gate from which you have to pass and go into the beyond. Again, you see, Guru Amar Das had this after 70 long years, efforts such. Again he says, there are 10 doors in the body. 9 are apparent. 1 is lit in the 10th door. Apparent doors are 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nostrils, mouth and 2 underneath. This is contact with the sense world, so long as you are there. 10th door is at back of the eyes, where man who dies, leaves his body, reaches there at the back of the eye when the eyes are upturned, and that's the door, portal gate of death you have to cross. That's the 10th law. There when you rise, that inner eye is open and you see the light of God. You hear this? That's music of the sphere reverberating in all creation. So that is why, you see, Christ said, you must be reborn. Except you be reborn, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God starts from the eyes upward. And this is also, you see, we are in the prison house of the body. Mother room tells us, we are in the prison house, how can we come above it? He says, just break the roof and go up. Unless your attention is withdrawn from outside and from the body below, and rivet into the 10th door, that is knocking the door which will be open to you, there you can cross into the beyond. He says, what you do, that so long as you do not close your 9 doors outside, your mind which is in the habit of roaming outside, you control it within you, and you come over to the 10th door completely, then you hear, first you see the light of God, then you hear the voice of God. So, what is the criterion? That sound of God are what you call music of the spheres, Mohammedan called Ikram-e-Kadim, and others say Jyoti Marag and Shurti, Shurti Marag, sound principle, light and sound principle, that cannot be had unless you reach there. When that is dwelt, you can see that light and sound within and also outside them, because your eyes are etherealized. As I showed you one example of microscope, our eyes come so much as the air is, so we can see. Unless whatever is in the air that is magnified comes up to the level of our eyes, we cannot see. So such a man, he sees him inside and outside both. So long as you have not contact with that word power, nam power, or kalma, which is the cause of all creation, when you close your eyes, it's all darkness. When it is darkness, you can penetrate beyond and enter the kingdom of God which is within you. And who can help you? Unless you see, become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, you see and you ego is lost, until then you will come and go, coming and going will continue. When you become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, then you see, he is the doer, I am not the doer. So your wheel of life is ended. Such a one, this, as I told you, this is just the ABC started by rising above body consciousness, their astral plane, their causal plane, their super causal plane. All masters have expressed these things in their own language, of course. And when you reach the shake of all coverings of the man body, to reach the two home of the Father, such a soul is never returned. If at all that is sent back to guide the child humanity. He does not come as a prisoner, but to guide the child humanity. Such masters do come now and then. What is not without them? Any disciple, you see, Christ said, who has attained that improvement, you see, competency, then that work is carried on, you see, not ended. One bulb is fused, the other is put on. So there is food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. So the key of all that, how to open the door, lies in the hands of a master. His little attention will withdraw your attention from all outside, raise you up to the level of the eyes and open the door. And all this can be had to sit at the feet of such a master whose more details were given you last night. But Guru Amar Das says, meeting such a master is a great blessing. It is a great blessing to have a living master. Past masters, we are thankful to them, because they have left their experience of the beyond in the scriptures. All masters, whatever they had experience, they gave out, and they are in the form of scriptures with us today. We are most fortunate in this 20th century. The all masters who came to pass, whatever they said, whatever they experienced, they are with us. And by parallel study of them, you will find they say the same thing. God is light, light is within you. Take heed that the light which is within you is not darkened. The symbols of which are kept in the outer models, which are before you, for training you for that purpose, you might say. There is light in the church, there is light in the temple, there is light in the mosque and all the holy places, which is better, which is not better. They are all symbols of God. The such light is within you, which is the true temple of God. Just open your inner eye to see the light of God. And that key of opening the inner eye lies with the master. And who is that? That works, that wonder, that the world made flesh, God in him. That God resides in every heart, of course. But where it is manifest, where he has been chosen to give guidance to child humanity, where he has been ordered to bring back children back to whom was the father, his little thought works it. So as I submitted, no son of man can do it, of course. But the Son of Man, in whom is manifest, he can work wonders. So all credit goes to God. So in the beginning, you see, it was said, he is within, latent also. When you see inside, he is also. When you open your eyes, even you see that light of God, the sound reverberating in all creation. So when this is what the scriptures say. And Master say, we have seen, we have heard, and he gives us some capital to start with of opening, seeing the light and hearing the word. So this is experience in hell when you sit at the feet of the Master. Of course, for that, true life is a necessity, true living. Ethical life. So remain where you are, you see. And how it is all this had, by coming in contact with the Naam power or word power, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. By coming in contact with Naam power, you see the light comparing to hundreds and thousands of suns rising together. So come in contact with word or Naam means, do you see light of God? If not, you have not come in contact with the word. Take the example, there is water, that is liquid. See, liquid. The name of the water in all languages is given by different names. It is called water, it is called jal, nirab, water in different languages. the word denote that liquid by drinking which your thirst is satisfied. Not only repeating the words which denote that liquid. You follow? God is light. God is reverberating everywhere. These are the words to explain that. But unless you come in contact with that, your desires, your everything is not appeased. So that is called water of life or the blood of life. So coming in contact with that thing, you'll find just cleanses of all our sins. There may be, what you say, many logs of wood put together, mounted, you put little fire to it, all are consumed. Similarly, we may have got limitless sin standing against us. When you come in contact with that light and sound principle, which is the outward expression of God within us, by rising above body consciousness, all sins are washed away. This is Vasu. And that is, we see him not with these eyes. Without physical eyes, we see his light. Without physical ears, we hear his voice. Without these outer feet, you traverse into the beyond. They have to work without this physical body. So this ABC starts when you rise above body consciousness. So there are noun and word. One is this word, W-O-R-D, and one, that power which is the cause of all things. That two aspects of which is light and sound. The word nam is the word, denotes that power which is gone into expression power by coming in contact with which you see light. You hear the voice of God. So he has got no name. Names are given by us. So call him by any name. Names are given to just denote what he is. But unless you see him, repeating sweet remembrance of him by different names is good. That's for good action. But unless you see that light, or who is liberating all creation, you say that power is working, not I, then there's a real benefit derived from that. All coming, going is ending. So all masters say, the word, all creation came after the world, is it not? This also said, he is nameless, when he came into being, he is the cause of all creation, reverberating all creation. The same thing you find parallel in all nature. What we are to do now? Read scriptures, that's the first thing. But there should be somebody to give the right interpretation of the statement given therein. I met a so-called saint, excuse me, with due deference to him. I went to him, well, what is inside? No light inside. Who says? It is all darkness. It is full of filth. Who says it is the true temple of God? Well, our master said, even in the, you see, palace you got bathrooms, is it not? So, body is the true temple of God. All this world came into being through word, through nam, through kalma, through the south, as the Mohammedans say. So, the spirituality is the head, I will say now, at the feet of a master who is prototype of spirituality, who is the world made flesh. He rises above body consciousness at will, he makes the best use of all these outgoing faculties. Now we are driven by that because we have not become the master, we have not risen above body consciousness. So this is the teachings that the master do give us. that man's body is the true temple of God, and people who are just given up, identified with the body outside and outward sense, they say, how can that body be the temple of God? With the grace of a master, he opens, raises your attention from outside and up the body, and opens it, your single eye, you see the light of God. Thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. You see, you go like that, go to the scriptures, you'll find the same basic teaching everywhere. Pythagoras said, truth clothed in light, music of all harmonies. Aristotle, he says, I heard a sound which took me into the beyond, into new world over. Zoroaster said the same thing. Ernst of Fire, Sarokya, Hindus also say the same thing. Mohammedans also say, light of God. Sikhs also say, even the Buddha also, he called towards the end of his life, all the disciples asked him, how did you attain to gold samadhi? Ananda and many others did relate their stories. They saw light, this and that thing, and heard the sound principle. And later he said, hear ye all. I tell you that intrinsic hearing is the way to golden samadhi. I am giving you these references. Why? The basic teachings of all masters are the same. For want of practical people, very few really give us those statements that are given in scriptures. And still more there are the people who can give it some capital to start with, some demonstration to start with. How to rise above body consciousness, how to open the inner eye, to you see and you testify it is so. So Kabir says three things are give long talks, lectures, write books, this and that. No. It is art. You have by habit, by regular study, this and that. But three things are very difficult. One, to have complete certainty of thought. Second, to control your mind to work under your control. Now that is dragging us anywhere. And to rise above body consciousness, and these three things are difficult. All others are easy. So I just submitted to you that the man body is the temple of God. We are fortunate, we have got this man body. And to achieve this end, to see the light of God, to see God as beautiful vision, we have joined various schools of thought, the labels of which we are now carrying. We have to see how far we have succeeded. If we have succeeded that way, blessed we are. If not, we should hurry up. Time and tide waits for no man. The sooner the so master, when they come, they don't touch. They simply say, well, it's God is within you, why are you going amiss? You may spend all your life outside, you won't find Him because the nearest approach of Him is within you. He is controlling you in the body. So, blessed we are, we have got the man body. With the grace of somebody who is adept in that way in which God is manifest, if we meet Him, He gives us the very first something to start with and to go on until they reach the true goal. So all saints tell us, they say, we were someday like you, controlled by outgoing faculties. Now we have arisen with the grace of God, working through Master. So such like masters do exist. There is food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. Any child which was born 5,000 years back, or 2,000, or 1,000, or 500 years back, God made arrangement of milk in the mother before the child was born. You know that law stands, and for future also the same. So those who got yearning for that, God is here within you. He will make some arrangement if you are true to bring you in contact with somewhere where He is manifest, where His grace is working, and He will give you a boost, put you on the way, and give you some capital to start with. But you have to work for it. ABC of this spirituality starts when you rise above body consciousness. With the world philosophy, then there the religion starts. This is what the Master said. Now it remains whether it is possible to rise above body consciousness. I have scripture to say anything, to take up that subject tomorrow. These are interesting subjects, of course. And these are all the books for us, all scriptures for us. These scriptures, these religions were made for us. We were not made for the religious mindset. Of course, we have to bow in some temple, must remain there. Otherwise there will be corruption. But to remain there and not rise above all isms, and see God reverberating all, everywhere, well, we do not derive the full benefit of joining any physical, any outer isms. The basic teachings of all isms is the same. Only for want of practical people, we are not having that thing. You see, in our teaching, you see, they don't refer to these things which are now being put before you. Very rarely. If they do put, then they are not competent to give you a start on the way. That is still rare. But anyhow, he's got the strong yearning to have the beatific vision of God. God is within you. He will make arrangement, He does make arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where you can have that blessing from God. Tomorrow's program you might be know.
Silent meditation.
Program for tomorrow already given?
Yes,
that's all right. All I sit in sweet memories of God, praying to Him, O God, give us this beatific vision. True prayer coming out of the hearts are heard by Him, you see.